This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Certainly a great day in terms of the economy. Wall Street, I think somewhat predictably, just love the fact that the president got around to signing that COVID rescue bill and the spending bill. That means we're not going to have a government shutdown on Tuesday when it was scheduled to take place. This is very, very good news. What did the president have in mind exactly with his surprise announcement on video, 4-minute video on Christmas Eve, and then his equal surprise, but a much better surprise, a much more reassuring surprise? He signed both the long-term spending bill, which was $1.4 trillion, that gets us with an operating government through next September. And he also signed the COVID-19 relief package, which is a very good thing. And the market is up. Dow Jones Industrial Average is up about 240 points. This is a very, very positive way to end the year if we can keep it up. There's also basically, with some qualifications, measured optimism about the long-term course of this pandemic. What's fascinating is that for the first time in a long time, people on all sides of the political spectrum, I think, are fairly unanimous about what we should expect. And we shouldn't expect any kind of relief from the surge in the pandemic that we're getting right now, because people are traveling over the Christmas holiday, over the New Year's holiday. There will probably be all kinds of people in the streets in New York City. That's not necessarily the right thing to do, and it will probably increase the number of infections and deaths. And however, because of the vaccines and the vaccines gradually making their way through the populace, if people maintain some level of caution, if they maintain some level of responsibility, people on the right and on the left and in the center and in the medical community and everywhere are saying things should begin getting better. How much better and when? We'll give you the very best estimates on that. We will also be speaking about part of the changing of the year, moving from 2020 to 2021. 2020 was dominated by a lot of talk about the 1619 project, 401 years ago, which was supposedly the beginning of the slaveocracy of the United States. Hold on for a moment. Now, this year, we're going to be focusing on the 1620 Project, which says, no, America didn't begin by affirming slavery. It began by affirming self-government. With the Mayflower Compact, we're going to be speaking to Professor Peter Wood, a professor emeritus at Duke University, who has written a terrific book which just takes that whole 1619 project apart. And we'll be speaking to another historian who's written a truly first-rate book about the Constitution and how, no, the Constitution was not a document affirming slavery. It was quite the opposite. It provided Frederick Douglass and other leaders of the abolitionist movement and other opponents of slavery with key tools that they needed to rid America of an evil institution. Speaking of evil institutions, I don't know if there's any institutional involvement at all of anything or anybody. But what happened in Nashville on Christmas morning was so incredible and so strange, and we're all waiting for some kind of information on what the possible motivation might have been. The authorities have identified almost with certainty, because they've actually taken some DNA remains of the guy who blew himself up while perpetrating a terrible explosion. That guy's name was Anthony Quinn and Warner. That's a full of movie names, right? Warner as in Warner Brothers, Anthony Quinn, was a star of the 50s and 60s. I don't know if he was named after him or not. Guy was 63 years old. And the explosion that he set in his RV, and it was a big RV, apparently a fairly a classy one. And he blew it up. They still haven't identified the explosion, the explosive material yet that he used. But this is the way that Fox News spoke to an eyewitness named Buck McCoy. This is clip six, about what that explosion was like in downtown Nashville across from an AT&T center on Christmas morning. Listen.
I heard and felt the most incredible explosion ever. It completely demolished my entire apartment. Everything I own was just ripped apart. The windows were blown into the second part of the studio apartment, and my door was actually completely unhinged and spent wide open. I gathered myself. I got some clothes on, tried to figure out what the heck could possibly be going on. And then I just moved down the hallway and started videotaping because I didn't know what we were going to have another explosion. So I just videotaped what was going on. I streamed that live. And when I got downstairs into the street, it was just a nightmare. It looked like a movie. All the windows had been blown out. The cars were engulfed in fire across the street. People were coming out. They were in shock. They were holding their animals, a few things. It was just unbelievable.
And a lot of these small businesses have been struggling to survive anyway because of the pandemics and the lockdowns and the difficulty that they've been facing, small bars, restaurants in a popular and upgraded and historic section of Nashville, which is kind of a beautiful city. And it's a terrible thing to see this happen there. What's very, very weird about the entire thing is that surveillance video from the scene had captured an audio that had been planted in the RV warning people to evacuate the area. And apparently they say it was a woman's voice. It wasn't the voice of Anthony Quinn Warner. This is what it sounded like. This is clip 11, Jeremy. Okay, that's moments before the explosion. That was from a surveillance camera. Before that message started playing, apparently he was playing a song in his RV. And the song was a hit song from 1964-65 by Petula Clark, which if you're of age, you remember it very well. It was Downtown, and that sounded like this. Clip 10.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know.
Okay, it was downtown in Nashville. What is this guy thinking who was about to blow himself into little bloody chunks of flesh or DNA? It's the strangest thing. We'll bring you the very latest and maybe what this downtown playing of the song might signify in the warped mind of the bomber. We will get to that and much more. Some Kwanzaa greetings from a prominent politician. No, it's not Joe Biden. Who is it? We'll get to that and more coming up.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a trained engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Relief Factor really can help. The three-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll-free, 833-654-PAIN. Or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they're going to make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED. Call 800-320-6280. Promo code MEDVED.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the Michael Medved Show, the guy who blew up the RV and did destruction to more than 40 buildings in downtown Nashville, this huge explosion, thank God nobody died. And partially because he had that warning playing along with the music of downtown, the warning that some woman or some woman's voice, he may have even used a synthesized woman's voice that he just got from his computer. Apparently the guy knew computers. He was an IT security guy who built security systems, even for some credible businesses. And he is unlike any of those people that normally are associated with these mysterious crimes. We're talking about Anthony Quinn Warner. His family hasn't seen him or spoken to him. He apparently speaks to no one, totally a loner. Well, that's kind of similar to other people. But there's no history, apparently, of mental illness or hospitalization. There is no history of affiliation with any kind of radical group, either of Islamic terrorism or far-left terrorism or far-right terrorism. Nothing. Nothing. Just a strange, lonely guy. There's a great deal of material on the Daily Mail over in London about this one 29-year-old woman. And of course, they have lots of pictures of her. She's very pretty. He left her two different houses, totaling more than $400,000 in value, which means they're okay houses by Nashville standards. And apparently she didn't even know it. She wasn't even aware that he had actually made the deeds over to this 29-year-old single mother. And he was 63. So Petula Clark's downtown is playing in his car before the big kaboom and the explosion that has devastated Nashville. It still interrupted some communications involving four different states around Tennessee. But Petula Clark's song, with whom he had some kind of weird fascination, sounded like this. This is clip 10B, Jeremy.
Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown.
Yeah, they're all playing
Wonderwall. There are some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown. Just listen to the rhythm of the jazz and watch the move up. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights so much brighter.
And then the lyrics in the original song say, and you may find somebody kind to help and understand you, someone who is just like you and needs a gentle hand to guide them along. So maybe I'll see you there. We can forget all our troubles, forget all our cares. Is that a message? Is there a message in the fact that there were lyrics, there are movie shows downtown? And there are places where they never closed downtown. Was he protesting the fact that there are places that have closed and shut back? I just checked it. A little bit more than a third of all movie theaters in the United States are now operating. And that allowed the new movie Wonder Woman to be the first really significant box office hit that played in theaters, made plenty of money, not just streaming, but in theaters. And it made more than $30 million playing in theaters around the world, which is an indication of recovery from the coronavirus. Of course, that's nothing compared to the big hit last year in 2019 over the Christmas holiday when what you were talking about was a performance at theaters that was about four or five times higher for the Star Wars movie at that time. But, look, one of the Nashville police officers, and the police were apparently just remarkable, warning people because they heard the warning in the car, getting people out of harm's way, saving lives, saving injury, one of those Nashville police officers was a guy named James Wells. And he said this. That's clip 5A. It's a touching story. Listen.
I get out, and I'm starting to go back toward Llewellyn and Hosey. And as I'm getting ready to walk toward them, walking back toward the RV, and this might not be politically correct, but this is my truth. And I literally hear God tell me to turn around and go check on Topping, who was by herself down on Broadway. And as I turn around, for me, it felt like I only took 3 steps. And then the music stopped. And as I'm walking back toward Topping now, I just see orange. And then I hear a loud boom. And as I'm stumbling, it rocked me that hard. I start stumbling. I just tell myself to stay on your feet, stay alive. And I just take out the full-out sprint. And I'm running toward Topping to make sure she's okay. And we kind of meet in the middle. And we just grab each other, check each other. And I'm yelling at her to get her gun out. Because, like I said, I felt like there was going to be some... It just had a feeling that, you know, it's just weird, you know.
Okay, that's Officer James Wells, and he concluded with this, clip 5B.
I was God. I'm not going to shy away from that. I am a spiritual person, and so I truly believe that when I do this job, I'm led by that voice. How I treat people, how I go about doing this job every day, that's what guides me. And I truly believe that that's what guided me in that sense, because I was literally getting ready to walk back toward that RV. And when you watch the video, you can see that moment of clarity for me when I heard God say, go and check on Topping. And so I was peeking around, you know, looking like this, and then it's like, no, turn around, go check on Topping. And so I turn around and start walking in the opposite direction. And then 3 seconds later, boom. So, you know, I'm not going to shy away from that, because that's what saved my life. That's what got me to see my kids and my wife on Christmas. Good to see you has a completely different meaning for me now.
That's Nashville Police Officer James Wells. And, again, he is so much more typical of cops. Happens to be an African-American cop, of course. And but so much more typical of the kind of dedication and humility and values that I think qualify for most of our people in law enforcement, for whom, as we go into the new year after a very difficult year, they just had a big piece about the explosion of the murder rate in Atlanta. And so how does all of that relate to the political confusion of this Christmas weekend just passed? President Trump, Christmas Eve, made his big announcement calling the coronavirus relief bill disgraceful. But he signed it. He signed it last night. Why? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Democrats on Capitol Hill applauded President Trump's signing of a $2.3 trillion funding measure that includes $1.4 trillion for government spending through next September and $900 billion for pandemic relief. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying in a statement the signing of the bill by the president is welcome news for the 14 million Americans who just lost the lifeline of unemployment benefits on Christmas weekend. The House is set to vote on Monday to increase direct payments to $2,000 per person and $5,200 for a family of four on Monday. The director of the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation says authorities are still looking into the details of a Christmas Day explosion in Nashville.
Do we know what the device was or what was used? We do not at this time.
David Rausch says the evidence is being looked at by the FBI. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Michael Medved Show with our massive and holiday-enjoying staff here on the Michael Medved Show. That's Jeremy, who is running the boards, runs the whole show from the radio station. I'm broadcasting from home. Greg helping to prepare audio and research at his home. And then Carmen largely handling contact with the outside world right now. With that gigantic staff, of course, we have areas of specialization. And Jeremy is our resident Seinfeld expert. And he called to my attention as someone, I honestly have only seen one or two or three of the complete Seinfeld package, so I'm not an expert. But apparently, Seinfeld and George Constanza, the Jason Alexander character, were trying to figure out the real meaning of the Petula Clark song Downtown. The meaning that the poor dead bomber, Anthony Quinn Warner, was playing again and again and again. Apparently he was playing the song for like a half hour. Again and again and again. Maybe that's why he got so impatient and blew everything up, but who knows? In a Seinfeld episode, Wilhelm, who was George's boss, visited George to see how he's doing with the project. And George informs him that, okay, he went down to payroll. And Wilhelm asked him if he's going downtown at the same time. and he's asked if going downtown is really necessary for the project. And Wilhelm tells George, yes, you have to go downtown. And he mentions the Petula Clark song, and that leads to this exchange. Listen.
Then I guess you'll be heading downtown then, huh?
Oh, yeah. Downtown. Definitely.
Well, I'm very interested to see how this thing turns out.
Yeah, you said it. Excuse me, Mr. Wilhelm. Do you really think... Well, is this downtown trip really necessary, you know, for the project?
Oh, no, you've got to go downtown, George. It's all downtown. No, just like the song says.
The song?
There's your answer. Downtown.
The song downtown? You mean the Petula Clark song?
Yeah.
You sure he didn't just mention it because you happened to be going downtown?
I think he was trying to tell me something, like it had some sort of a meaning.
Okay, so how does it go?
When you're alone, and life is making you lonely, you can always go.
Downtown.
Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close.
Downtown.
Wait a second. Little places to go where they never close. What's a little place that never closes?
7-Eleven?
Just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon lights are pretty. Where the neon lights are pretty. The Broadway area?
No, that's Midtown.
The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. Just go.
Down.
Great. When you're
downtown.
Okay, is it possible that Anthony Quinn Warner was influenced by the Seinfeld episode as much as by the song itself? This whole thing is extraordinarily weird. Around 5:30 a.m. on Christmas morning, police received a call that shots had been fired in the area. No details on that yet. Upon arrival, the six responding officers heard a broadcast from the RV with a female voice announcing that it would explode in 15 minutes, mixed with a song, Downtown, by Petula Clark. The RV exploded at 6:30 a.m., throwing one officer to the ground and temporarily damaging the hearing of another. Three civilians were taken to local hospitals for non-critical injuries. After receiving the warning broadcast by the RV, Nashville police officers began knocking on doors and evacuating residents, likely saving a number of people from serious injury. Warner, the bomber, had not previously been on law enforcement's radar, officials confirmed. A tip about the RV, after it was shown in news footage, led law enforcement officials to Warner's home. One official towards CNN, of course, they sorted through his entire home. Warner's motive, as well as the type of explosives used in the blast, are still unknown. Korneski said officials are not at a position to speculate on whether Warner's motive was related to paranoia about 5G. Oh, no. Well, he was right across from the AT&T, from the phone company. He added, there's a police official, that he couldn't comment on whether the bombing was considered domestic terrorism. When the FBI assesses an event for domestic terrorism nexus, it has to be tied to an ideology. This individual is not tied to any known ideology. Speaking about not being tied to any known ideology, we went from President Trump denouncing as a disgrace, and he used the term disgrace several times. He denounced the bill. It's a double bill, and President Trump signed both parts of it. He signed a long-term spending bill of $1.4 trillion to keep the government operating at least through next September. That's a good thing. It was set to shut down, which would have been devastating in the midst of a pandemic and in the midst of holiday season. It was set to shut down tomorrow night. So it's a good thing that it's not. But he also signed the $900 billion, almost $1 trillion relief package. And why? He's been uncharacteristically quiet about that. A lot of speculation that some of his remaining close advisors, not apparently including Steven Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, who at least according to some reports is not happy because he was acting in the president's name, he was contacting the president regularly, he negotiated this whole thing, he was very proud of what he negotiated, and then the president goes on TV on Christmas Eve and calls it a disgrace. The AP reports President Donald Trump last night signed a $900 billion pandemic relief package, ending days of drama over his refusal to accept the bipartisan deal that will deliver long-sought cash to businesses and individuals and start a federal government and avert a federal government shutdown. The massive bill includes $1.4 trillion to fund government agencies all the way through September, and contains other end-of-session priorities, such as an increase in food stamp benefits. The signing at his private club in Florida came amid escalating criticism over his 11th-hour demands for larger $2,000 relief checks and scaled-back spending, even though the bill had already passed the House and Senate by wide margins. The bill was passed with what lawmakers had thought was Trump's blessing, and after months of negotiations with his administration. Now, today, at some point, the House is likely to vote on stand-alone legislation that would raise those benefits from $600 per individual earning $75,000 or less, or to a household of two or more people where the household income is below $150,000, would raise it from $600 benefit to $2,000 benefit. By the way, it's entirely possible it'll pass the House because the Democrats are in favor of it and they control the House. It almost surely won't go through the Senate. Should it? We will get to that and more coming up with the politics of rescue and more on the Medved Show. Right now, demand for physical precious metals continues strong and supplies are once again getting tight, so our economic problems are not likely to improve anytime soon. And that's what's caused gold and silver to go up in value recently. People are worried, and COVID-19 threatens to stop getting us back on track. Precious metals have always proven themselves in a time of crisis, but you need to choose which ones to buy and when, especially given recent short-term dips in the market. Now, analysts at major banks are forecasting that gold is ready to set new highs in the near term. Over many years, Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has proven himself as my go-to expert with smart, educated, responsible recommendations. Nick wants to offer his four decades experience to you. Give the AmFed team a call right now at 800-221-7694 and find out more at AmericanFederal.com. That's 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com. In this great holiday season, maybe you're wondering about what you can buy for a person that has everything. Well, how about donating on that person's behalf to a child who has nothing? Being a third world nation, Uganda was hit particularly hard with COVID-19 and lockdowns. There are literally millions of parents who are looking into a child's eyes and not being able to tell them where the next meal can come from. One of the places it can come from is a great humanitarian organization that I am proud to link with here. It is called Next Generation Ministries, and they are there to help provide food and medical needs, particularly for children and their mothers. Your gift of $10 can feed a hungry child for an entire week. $40 can feed a child for a month. $200 can feed a family of five people for a month. Click on the banner at our website for Next Generation Ministries. This is a great organization. Click on the banner at MichaelMedved.com. That's MichaelMedved.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The United States was created as a slaveocracy. That is the term that is used in the infamous New York Times 1619 Project. Then you need to hear the truth about the 1620 Project, which tells you how the American experience really did begin. We will be speaking to the author of that new book, and actually he is also promoting what is called the 1620 Project to counteract some of the lies that have been spewed out so feverishly by the New York Times and allies. We will be speaking to Professor Peter Wood coming up on the Michael Medved Show. President Trump issued a brief statement concerning his signing last night. And the signing is very good news. It has helped the market to go up today dramatically. It, at most importantly, has helped people who really were facing a tough time with supplemental unemployment insurance running out. It's actually already run out. They're going to miss a payment, but they'll get it back. It's coming. And it's all because the president changed his mind and decided to sign this thing. Why did he have to wait from the time it was passed in the House of Representatives and in the Senate, both houses of Congress? He waited over 5 days until he signed it. And he did that because he was mulling it over. And his statement says, I will sign the omnibus and COVID package with a strong message that makes clear to Congress that wasteful items need to be removed. While the president insisted he would send Congress a, quote, redlined version with items to be removed under the rescission process, those are merely suggestions to Congress. The bill as signed would not necessarily be changed at all. Democrats who have the majority in the House immediately vowed to prevent any cuts. Democrats will reject any rescissions submitted by the president, said Appropriations Committee Chair Nita Lowey, Democrat, New York. Look, given the fact that some of the specific appropriations, some of the specific spending that the president said was a disgrace, that he was very opposed to, was actually less than what his administration had requested, That's particularly true in terms of the foreign aid. It was less than what his administration requested when it got done with all the compromising and the business of making legislation. I don't think he should expect any kinds of last-minute big savings here. Is the president right that there is all kinds of wasteful spending in the U.S. government? Sure. But it's not always the stuff that sounds like it's crazy and irresponsible and wasteful. One of the things he mentioned when he was talking about how disgraceful this bill was, he didn't mention the fact that something needed to be passed in order to sustain the government past tomorrow night. But he mentioned $25 million that the government is spending to try to fight Asian carp. And as somebody who kind of loves the Great Lakes and the Midwest, I mean, there are some of the truly beautiful national parks are Great Lakes National Parks in Isle Royale and in Michigan, Boundary Waters National Park in Minnesota. These are beautiful, beautiful parks, a beautiful territory. And plus, the Great Lakes are important fisheries. Yeah, they really are. This Asian carp thing, it's an invasive species. They're destroying everything. Everyone is concerned about it. They were trying to block the Chicago River to prevent the Asian carp from getting past Chicago and into Lake Michigan. It's not a joke. This kind of stuff about invasive species, we've talked about nutria before on this show, which is another problem. So the idea that the environmental planners trying to stop the Asian carp infestation actually came up with a request, that request reviewed in committee and had it reviewed by all the agency heads. And it's not all of a sudden the president's going over different lists that have been made by different people and saying, oh, this is an outrage. I don't know about the gender studies, which are getting $10 million in Pakistan, but it's possible that as part of our overall relationship with Pakistan, where, yes, it matters that this nuclear armed power maintain at least some kind of effective teamwork with the United States of America. Because, yes, the future of Asia, particularly of a nuclear power like Pakistan, is not something you can instantly ignore. The point about all of this is that at least there are some Republicans who are asking questions about President Trump's call for $2,000 stimulus checks instead of $600 checks that would be more than three times bigger than what Congress has approved. Republicans had held the line on that kind of spending, just sending checks in the mail, precisely for the reasons that Mo Brooks, who's one of the president's really strong allies, very conservative representative from Alabama, Mo Brooks said this, is clip four, about the $2,000 stimulus checks that everybody seems to like right now. Listen to Congressman Brooks.
Will you support the president's call to increase those checks from $600 to $2,000?
Someone's got to show me how we're going to pay for it. I mean, how far before we ultimately go into a debilitating insolvency and bankruptcy that's going to do great damage to our country and do more damage, in fact, than COVID-19 ever could have done? I don't think people understand what happens when a central government goes bankrupt, but it's not pretty. It's dangerous. You can go down the list of countries that have gone through that process, Venezuela right now being a glaring example. We don't want to go there, but that's exactly where Congress is going because we don't have enough congressmen and senators with the courage to say no or to be financially responsible.
Okay, good for Congressman Brooks. Now, I would suspect that President Trump would listen to him, because it's that same Congressman Mo Brooks who is going to be leading the fight to try to disqualify the electoral votes for Biden from Georgia and Arizona and Nevada and Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. And when that happens, that's coming up January 6th. So, again, all time is moving quickly. And there's a new lawsuit by Congressman Louie Gohmert, who is aligned with Congressman Mo Brooks. They have said that they believe the president won the election, and they are going to challenge Mike Pence and a joint session of Congress not to accept the Joe Biden electors. But Adam Kinzinger of Illinois was asked by Dana Bash on CNN what he expects is going to happen when that joint session of Congress, chaired by Vice President Pence, actually deals with the Electoral College results. His answer? Listen, this is clip one.
I expect there'll be a little chaos. This is a scam, though. I mean, you know, to explain to people that somehow Congress can overthrow the certified results of every state, that we can change an election outcome when there was not a single court case that had any legs. I mean, even if you believe that somehow the courts were, you know, inept in this whole process, if somehow you believe that this whole election was stolen, the reality is there is no impetus to overthrow an election even if you want to, and there's no ability to overthrow an election even if you want to. And so all that's being done is certain members of Congress, the president, etc., and you know, like quote-unquote thought leaders on Twitter are getting retweets, they're getting followers, they're raising money on this scam. It is a scam. It is going to disappoint the people that believe this election was stolen, that think this is an opportunity to change it. But instead of being disappointed in the people that led them on this grifting scam, they're going to somehow, you know, try to convince these people that it was, I don't know, what's the new word, the rhinos in Congress or something like that, and not the Constitution that prevents this from happening in the first place. We talk about the Constitution. We have to follow it. And I'm sorry if that doesn't mean that the outcome was what you want.
Okay, that's said about as clearly as it could be. And, of course, he's right. We will cover this new lawsuit. It is a lawsuit against Mike Pence by Congressman Louie Gohmert, by the chair of the Republican Party in Arizona, Kelly Ward. They put themselves on this lawsuit to force Mike Pence, who is in charge of the counting, at least he's presiding over that joint session of Congress, to force Mike Pence to disregard votes that Joe Biden actually won. So we will get to that lawsuit and its future. We will also be talking about the 1620 Project to correct lies about America's history and much, much more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.